questions. What does that mean? Let me tell you about one of my teachers, the teacher that taught us tafsir. He is still alive. He's Ibrahim al-Bahrani. Allah bless him. Allah bless him, inshaAllah ta'ala. He came and he told us this one. He said, I have learned tafsir under the grand teacher of Sayyid al-Tabatabai, the one that made tafsir al-Mizan. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and all of us, inshaAllah ta'ala. He said, you know, these teachers are like businessmen. You know what I mean by businessmen? You know, a lot of us, these businessmen, they are always going to places to see where is a business that I make a better deal. These teachers, they are the same. They go, who is the best person? Who is the purest person? And they handpick them for their courses. Can you imagine this? It's an honor. In other words, if somebody goes to Hausa and he wants to study Hausa with a dirty, filthy spirit, you know, the teachers will not pay attention to it. You know, you go find your own teachers. He was one of the ones that was handpicked. He was young. He said, I was young and I went to, it was Ramadan, the beginning of Ramadan. I went and I studied with, now I'm talking about the importance of the Holy Quran, brothers, so we will be close. That is why I started the tafsir. So we will be closer and closer to this Holy Quran. Unfortunately, we put the Holy Quran on the shelf and we do not read it, maybe during the month of Ramadan. No, this Quran had to be mixed with our life. This is, if this world is mixed with problems, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said a little while ago, what does it need then? It needs your life to be mixed with the Holy Quran. You have to have an antidote. If your life is filled with poison, what do you need? You need the antidote of poison in order to get it better, and it is the Holy Quran. So, this teacher, he said, we were handpicked. I was so proud. This is my pride. The writer of Al-Mizan, I am his student. Wow, what a great honor. He said, I sit down in the classroom, not 100% ears, 110% ears, as they say. All sponge absorbance. He began, he said, an ayah, forgot the ayah. He said, he began the ayah, and 1.5 hours spoke about it. Just one ayah. One ayah. Not big one, one ayah. I said, wow, such a great Quran, such a great ayah, such a... Of course, we went home next day. It was the second day of Ramadan. Let's go to the class. Now, I'm thinking today he will go to the next ayah. Or maybe the next, you know, surah or something. No, he began the same ayah. But Ya Subhanallah, he discussed that same ayah from a completely different perspective. Wow, Ya Subhanallah, we never thought about it. We never even imagined that it has all of these dimensions. So we listen another 1.5 hours as a sponge absorbing. We go home the third day. Now I'm thinking now today definitely he's going to go to another ayah. I mean, one ayah, 3 hours he's discussing. And who? Ayatullah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. The third night, it is the same ayah. Wow, same ayah? What is going on? That night, he had discussed a completely different dimension. La ilaha illallah. What is going on? The fourth night, the fifth night, the sixth night, only one ayah. One ayah. 10 nights, 20, until the 21st, which is the commemoration of the death of Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi. He said later on, we went to a different class. This was every night, a special class. 21 nights on one ayah. And there, we read the Quran as if we're reading the Istiqlal newspapers, including me. I'm not blaming you. I'm probably one of the worst guys. You know, and subhanAllah, we have to read the Holy Quran with total awareness. And if we do that, we get closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَيَحْسَبُ أَن لَا يَقْدَرَ عَلَيْهَا This human being, first we have to do is truly to think that I am nobody. I am weak. I am little. I am humble. Think and go toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with total humility. If you do not go with toward Allah with humility, if you think that you're going to go toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while the nose is high up, the chips on the shoulder, you know, walking like this, no. That is a loser. أَيَحْسَبُ أَن لَمْ يَرَهُ أَحَدٍ. What does he think? He thinks that nobody watches him? See, this is a degree of awareness. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, he said, be aware. What are you telling? Please sit down and tell me. If you go to your work, and at this work of yours, suddenly your supervisor, your boss came out, and he sat down in front of me like this. How would you feel? Now, supervisor coming and watching you. You try to do your job the best, right? You try to do your job without any mistake. You even try not to show that every once in a while maybe you slack off, you take a bite of this, whatever that. You will not do that, would you? Why? Because your supervisor now is concentrating on you, watching you. أَيَحْسَبُ أَن لَمْ يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ. Did you know that in a continuous basis, these are only angels. They say about 17 angels. They are watching. Two of them are Munkar and Nakir. Raqib and Atid. These two, their job is to write what you think, what you do, what you act, including your intention. Just think about it. You know, some of the scholars that I know, they are so aware of this issue that they will not even extend their foot. Why? Because they think Allah is watching me. Out of respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Would you sit lifting your feet up on the table, for instance? You know? In other words, they do not sit. I know even some of the scholars, if there was a hadith book, they will not sleep while their feet is toward the hadith books. They will not sleep while their back is toward the hadith book. SubhanAllah. You know, these people are aware. أَيَحْسَبُ أَن لَمْ يَرَهُ أَحَدٍ. What does he think? You know, during Ramadan, I go and hide myself in this room, nobody will watch me. And I eat whatever I want, right? Ramadan is coming, inshallah, in about 1.5 months. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all with this great, huge month. أَيَحْسَبُ أَن لَمْ يَرَهُ أَحَدٍ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us something. What is he telling us? أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ. Be aware. Take heed. What kind of a heed do you need? First, two eyes. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ. Watch everything. Look at everything. Be aware of everything. وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ. Didn't I give you a tongue? Didn't I give you two lips? Yes, I give you all of these. So be aware. Talk the right thing. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Now what did we do? That human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a continuous basis, he put in us two different receivers and two different broadcasters. The same thing. These two, like a television that is, sometimes we have a camera, or we have a computer. This computer receives and broadcasts at the same time. This is what a human being is. Two of them. One receives from Shaytan, may Allah's curse be upon it, him or her or whoever. And the other one is from the angels or from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, it is in a continuous basis. Whatever you want to do, whatever is there, you can do it in a good motion or a bad motion. You can do it in a good action or a bad action. Whatever you receive, food, going outside, looking, listening, television, you know, there is good, there is bad. Always. Money, if you receive money, if you get a job, if you go to a university, that is why the best thing to do. You know why the imams reached such a degree? You know why our prophets, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them, had reached a degree of being the highest in humanity? They reached there because in a continuous basis, they were fully aware of themselves. They are fully aware of their problems that is in front of us. And they attack that problem and they fix it. Now, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. There's two of them. The good you have to use against the bad, and you have to attack the bad. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَلَا اقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ. Now, always when you want to go higher and higher, and escalate yourself in the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to attack the problems and the obstacles that's in the middle, in ahead of you. اقْتَحَمَ means attack it. Means fight it. فَكُّ رَقَبَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَ فَكُّ رَقَبَ. Now, brothers, a lot of these obstacles are inside of us. A lot of these, you know why, for instance, a person may not advance spiritually, or even sickness, or even at school. Let's say, because he has a bit of a jealousy. He's jealous. That jealousy will make a person blind, and it will be like a big necklace on his neck. He cannot go forward. And instead of worrying about his own self, letting his own self go forward and forward, no, he's worried about someone else, that he is doing this to me. He's doing that. So therefore, he'll always be at the lowest, at the bottom of the mountain. He never can go ahead. So if, psychologically speaking, there was a bit of a problem in front of you, you know what to do? فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ. When there is a problem, attack it. Now, please read the English. Let me read it. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. And we showed him the two ways. But he has made no effort to pass on the path that is steep. And what will make you know that path is steep? It is to free your neck. فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ. Free your neck. Now, of course, it has different dimensions. Now, inshallah, you know, as I said, I'm not here to, you know, like the grand Ayatollah teacher, Sayyid Tabatabai, sit down and discuss the different dimensions, you know? This is different. And, you know, we're not teaching at house. We're trying to be closer to the Holy Quran. We're trying to see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us. And in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, free your heart from animosity, from jealousy, from conceit, from arrogance, from anger, from backbite. You know, these things, believe me, these are a chain, a big chain in our neck. It will not let us go forward. Never will we will go ahead with these. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, what did he say? He said, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. All of these are the diseases of the heart. We have to clarify our hearts for them. فَلَمْ فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ. If you see a disease in you, attack it. You know, if you go, God forbid, if you become sick and you go to the hospital or a doctor, and the doctor sees, well, you have such and such germ, what is he going to do? He will give you a penicillin. What's a penicillin? Let's say he gives you a tetramycin. You know, what are these? It is a medicine that will attack the disease. We have to attack that disease. But once we attack that disease, we will open up the neck from that leash that is on our head and is driving us to go that way. Anger will drive us that way, not toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jealousy will drive us that way, not toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so forth. Free your neck from these. How? Of course, one of the ways is to do good deeds, right? And to free a slave. أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة. Okay? Now, brothers, sisters, Allah bless you all, inshallah ta'ala. We are thankful today. Ali Zadeh had donated the food for us. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon his all of his deceased, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon us all, including him. His mercy be upon us, inshallah ta'ala. You know? And that he is providing all of this for us. And letting us sit down and discuss the Holy Quran, the one that is a blessing for us. And mind you, this is a statement said by our Master Amir al-Mu'mineen. Those who are not in the right mind with the Holy Quran, Amir al-Mu'mineen salallahu alayhi said, he said, those people, even if you mentioned our hadiths in front of them, astaghfirullah, I will mention in an American way. They say, ew. You know, if you're an American, when you say something bad, you say, ew, that's a bad thing. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamu alayhi said, you know, remember at the beginning of the statement, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمَ الرِّجْسِ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. They are so pure that when they speak, their words are so pure that anyone who has impurity in them, they think that purity is bad. This is how this. So please listen with the Holy Quran, and you know, maybe you come with saying 100 times, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa Atubu Ilayhi, and so forth, in order to be more receptive of the Holy Quran. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, what is the way? The way is to give money. أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة. Now, giving food, what does giving food mean? Putting your hand in your pocket, take that money that you love, not you, I'm sorry, me, that I love so much, and give to the poor. We have to. Brothers, we will not go forward unless if we give. We will not be richer unless if we give. You know, those people, they think that money is something that I have to keep. Because if I give $10, I will be shorter $10. No. If you give, the more you give, the richer you will be. The equation is completely opposite with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To whom these money will go? To whom the food will go? Oh, yateem and maqama. It's yateem. Give to an orphan. An orphan, begin with the closest to you, the ones that are close, your relatives. Oh, miskeen and matraba. Or a poor person, the one that is not being able to work. You know, by the way, speaking of a poor person, brothers, subhanAllah, you know, as everybody knows, I have a clinical action. I go to hospitals, I try to cure people from an emotional aspect. La ilaha illallah, there is a Shia. Anybody who inshallah wants to help, I tell them where the place is and go look at it. This Shia with his wife, number one, he is not only sick, but also sick with a cancer. La ilaha illallah. May Allah never bring such a disease to a person. You go ahead and look at him, you see his stomach, how it's gone up. And, you know, because he became a hospice patient, which means that he only have maximum 6 months to live. Now, what the problem is, he cannot work, his wife cannot work. They kicked him out of his place. The electricity has been shut off, so he does not have electricity. And of course, definitely he does not have food. La ilaha illallah. You know, his house is so dirty because he doesn't have money to take care of himself. La ilaha illallah. Please, brothers and sisters, I just wanted to say, yateen and masarab. Please let us be aware. There are people in our beloved community that are so poor. And boy, do I have the best car. And I'm proud of going to places. Well, can you spare some for that poor person? And have a lower car. You know, instead of having 2012 car, have a 2008 car, a 7, 5. Put some for the poor. It will go in your bank. If you give that money, it will go in your bank, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let it grow and grow and grow. Yateem and da miskeen, a poor person. Da matraba. That he is in a misery. He cannot work. And then what? You know this number 17, brothers and sisters? It is extremely important. ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ. You know, and he was among those who believed. وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. Brothers, please, all of us are property of all of us when it comes into this chapter. All of us, if we see a wrong, all of us must try to fix it. All of us, if we see someone is not being able to tolerate a disease, a disaster, a problem, all of us are supposed to be telling them, please be patient. Please think about God's mercy upon you. What tawassul? Tawassul means urge each other, help each other. What tawassul bil marham? Always think God's mercy is in that thing. A lot of people think, well, okay, I got kicked out of my job. I lost my money. I lost my son. I'll never ever bring these problems upon anyone. You know? But the mercy of Allah is in that problem. So tell each other, why are you upset? It is marhama. I know, brother, it has taken a long time, but Abadan, how long do we have?
You have 45 minutes a month, but again,
yeah.
You are Mawlana. So
no, Allah bless you. I don't want to make it too long, especially for those who... Let me kind of quickly finish this one. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. Those who characterize themselves with helping the poor, with paying money, with helping the orphans, these people, it is those people that they're blessed of the world. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. You know what أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ means? Means the blessed, the blessing is in their hands. No matter where they go, that location will be blessed. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore by a piece of land, right? Why? Because a person was in it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulaika ashab al-maymana. You know, you want to know what will make you with a blessed foot, with a blessed hand? It's just the ones that I just... Ulaika ashab al-maymana. And those, but those who disbelieve, are those on the left hand. Mash'ama. What is the meaning of mash'ama? Mash'ama is the bad omen. No matter where they go, they do not cause anything but problems. They do not. They put up, no matter where they go, they put a little worm in there and they get out. They put a disease in there and they get out. SubhanAllah. You know, that is why Jesus, salamu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. I am blessed no matter where I go, no matter where I put my feet. And if I, astaghfirullah, if someone is bad, no matter where he goes, he puts a worm in there. No matter where, suddenly, you know, people sitting down, talking, laughing, you know, doing good deeds. Suddenly, someone comes in, turns it upside down, hatred will begin, and you know, animosity. And then what happened to those? عَلَيْهِمْ نَارٌ مُقْصَرٌ. These people, the ones that no matter where they go, they throw a can of worms, the fire will shut over them. And they will have a fire without any opening or without any outlet. عليهم نار مقصده. They put them in a room, that place called Jahannam, called Hellfire, and the fire will be around them. It is because of them, not because of Allah. Anyway, the Holy Quran, this chapter has a lot more to it than I just, because I had to finish it up real quick. But SubhanAllah, it is one of the most beautiful chapters. And it has a lot of the spiritual cures for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us closer and closer to the Holy Quran through the teachers of the Holy Quran that are the pure Ahlul Bayt, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. So we can lift the curtains of heedlessness and be closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Muhammad.